Hey everybody, it's Connor and Keith from the Mean Boys Podcast. We just woke up after recording this new live episode of Mean Boys last night. And I gotta say, from the bottom of my heart, thank you to all the Mean Boys fans who came out. It was a fucking blast.
Yeah, like, holy shit. It was unbelievable how many people actually came who know this show. Also that didn't.
We won them over to some extent, despite making too many jokes about amputees within the first 5 minutes.
There's no such thing as too many jokes about amputees, and you know that.
You know that I know that. I'm just talking about the feeble-minded Groupon purchasers.
Feeble-minded Groupon.
Please keep coming back to Harvell's, people-minded Groupon purchasers. No, seriously, it was fucking awesome. We had a guy come up from San Diego that brought a lot of drugs. That was a good time. There was burlesque and community, and it was just like a little gathering of the Juggalos right in scenic downtown Long Beach. It was nice.
Yeah, so we'll definitely be doing more of those live shows in the very near future, so keep your eyes peeled for those.
Indeed, we want to remind you that the show is sponsored, as always, by Don Carlos Taco Shop in La Jolla, California.
Good save there, champ.
I almost did it again. Someone sent us some Don Tacos Carlos Shop fan art on the Twitter. Thank you for that. That guy also came to the show and made a Karnak shirt.
Yeah, that was the raddest thing ever.
Which Keith and Tom signed, and then he's like, yeah, there's not that much more room on the front, bro. You want to sign the back? And I'm like, fuck you. I'm signing the front, all right?
Well, to be fair, Tom signed it like a fucking toddler scrawling his name on a sidewalk in chalk.
Yeah, I'm not good with motor skills.
Yeah, Tom, who is not a mean boy, signed half of this man's torso.
Indeed he did. So please check them out at eataburrito.com if you want to have your event catered, if you want to get your butthole licked, if you want to just have a good time at the beach eating some delicious food, and by the new sponsor.
What? Holy shit.
Bouquet in the Box. Bouquet in the Box. Here's the thing. Mother's Day's coming, and you're going to fuck it up. All right? You're dumb. You're not good at having a mom.
Yeah, your mom already doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Don't make it worse.
Here's what you got to do. Go to bouquetinthebox.com. Get yourself some flowers that are grown locally on the Central California coast. It's a family business. A bunch of other shit they want me to read. Free next day shipping. I mean, that's pretty hard to compete with.
If there's one thing Mean Boys has always stood for, it's family business.
Yeah, and 50 years experience growing flowers. You know, that's necessary. It's not like you just put them in the fucking ground. But in all seriousness, we are sponsored by Bouquet in the Box, so go and order a bouquet. They're not going to listen to this.
That's a good point.
And I'm just going to say, look, this is how you mobilize our base. Trump, you can't keep saying this shit. He's like, yeah, every time I say the wall got 10 feet higher, I rise 5 points in the polls, okay? You guys suck. Go buy your mom some fucking flowers. Use the discount code MEANBOYS, all one word, at checkout, for a hot 15% very marginal discount. And then we get some vague amount of money.
Yeah. Go buy flowers. Send them to someone you love. Send them to someone you hate.
Yeah. I mean, there's no wrong way to send flowers.
Well, you imagine getting a bouquet of beautiful flowers and opening a card and having it just say, kill yourself. Like, that's something you could do to anybody in your life.
That's honestly really funny. I agree. I wholeheartedly support that.
Yeah, do that.
And if you do, tweet us or email us or whatever, and we'll check out your antics.
Yeah.
Also, please leave a review for the show on iTunes. We had a few nice reviews in the last couple days, which we always appreciate. Because I feel like while you're under 100, everyone just looks at you like some kind of ramshackle operation. So let's get Mean Boys on the map where it belongs.
Let's legitimize here, kids.
Right in that area of territory that ISIS has conquered. They're holding on to those. You know, Mosul has fallen, and that's where we need to go.
Into the fucking new and noteworthy page.
But anyways, this is a fun episode. You know, the audio, it's a live episode, so, you know, it's a little all over the place. You hear a bunch of truds, you know, drinking and heckling, but it's a good time, so.
Yeah, and also we did, you know, some stand-up comics on. We want to thank Kim Congdon, Tom Goss, Adam Todd Brown, and Pat Regan for doing the show, just because I'm assuming their sets are getting cut out.
Yeah, the sets are being cut out. Yeah,
but check them out on all the social medias. They're all very funny people. Most of them have been on the show.
Yep. All right. Enjoy.
Bye.
Give a warm welcome for Keith, Gary, and Connor McFadden!
Hello.
There we go.
Check. What's up, everybody? How you guys doing?
You have to listen to less rules to go on a shark encounter in the Bahamas.
I just want to
point this went through.
Yeah, he was like, okay, they're going to get naked, and you're going to yell, and it's going to be sexy, and then fucking Tilda Swinton and the poop emoji walked in. This is not what anybody expected. I agree.
If one of these shitty jokes get an applause break, I'll take my shirt off, all right? I'll level with you.
Fast. Yeah. I'm gonna save mine for halfway when they start getting tired. That's when the vomit goes.
There's just a lot of lights, and you don't want to look like a Wendy's crispy chicken sandwich.
I smell like one most of the time.
Indeed.
You look like somebody who sells OxyContin outside of a Wendy's.
Yeah, well, we're fucking not making any money doing the podcast, so...
Mix it into your Frosty, bro. It's better that way.
How about this quick round of applause if you've listened to the show before?
All right,
that's a very vocal minority.
You can tell it's our audience because they're hiding in the shadows.
Yeah, are all around the corners of the room.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know the Mean Boys, our audience is school shooters who can't afford guns. Like, that's
pretty much
social malice.
Way to welcome the newcomers.
I feel like we're
experience.
Well, for anybody who's never listened to the Mean Boys podcast before, it is horrifying. But it's fun.
You guys didn't know I usually record without a shirt on. It's actually a...
It's true. Usually he has his dick out, too. It's a whole situation. His dick is depressing, but you know. So
a little harsh, alright?
Yeah, you're right, I'm the bad guy.
Yes, you are.
Well, for those of you who don't know, tonight we're going to be doing a lot of wacky stuff. We have games that we play on the show, segments. We also have a lot of great stand-up comedians for you, musical guests, and there are going to be titties. I swear to God, those rules weren't for nothing.
And not just keys.
No, but mine are coming. Abandon all hope.
All right, well, we're gonna start the show off with our first segment. Everyone, let's get into the Mexican joke-off.
Close enough?
That was kind of a... All right, there was...
Yeah, strap in for a long night if the sound guy kind of fucking it up.
Because I was explaining it to him, he's like, yeah, I have no clue what this is, and it is in no way relevant to my life, so expect me to half-ass this completely, and I respect that decision.
Well, let's get on the Mexican joke. Every week we look through the news, we try and write 5 jokes about weird, horrible shit that has happened in this world of ours. And here's the deal. Some of these jokes are real good. Some of these jokes are real shitty.
Yeah.
And if you don't like them, don't be nice. Be nice to the other comics, but fucking boo us.
Yeah. Yeah, we
want to be punished. This is the S&M portion of the show.
Indeed. Speaking of which, I'll take it away. Richard Simmons has been hospitalized due to severe indigestion. His medical team has informed the press that they may have to perform an emergency gerbilectomy.
Fucking boo!
You got a pet in his butt, all right? What do you people want from me?
All right, my first joke. This week, a man in Cleveland did the unthinkable and made a Facebook Live video that was actually interesting.
Guys, it's going to get so much worse than that.
Boo louder, he'll come back. All right.
They didn't know, they're just doing the sad reaction in real time. A man playing Jesus in an Easter play accidentally hung himself and died on Sunday. Church officials have said that since suicide is a cardinal sin, he can now go meet the real Judas.
Man,
thank you.
4 minutes in and we all already got to Christ suicide. This is the best episode ever.
Indeed. Some people I can tell got a Groupon. They're like, "Oh shit, we did not."
Have fun, other comics.
I wanted to see like a lady in a bra, not hear about my God dying.
A Navy SEAL is under investigation after it was discovered that he's been moonlighting as a porn star. Government officials are furious, saying, "Quote: If anybody's gonna fuck a veteran, it's gonna be us."
Oh wow, Bardell supports the troops. Who would have thought? Yeah, Keith is actually a regular SEAL. Moonlighting is a comedian. Motherfucker lives on a glacier, y'all.
I got flippers and shit.
George H.W. Bush has been hospitalized with a mild case of pneumonia. In a gesture of support to the predecessor, Donald Trump has sent a bouquet of get well soon missiles to a hospital in Iraq. It's a geopolitical fucking greeting card joke, y'all.
Kind of in the same vein. A Wisconsin boy donated his Nintendo Wii to a local police department after an officer was killed in the line of duty. In related news, we here at the Mean Boys podcast hope the victims of the Syrian chemical attacks enjoyed the singing telegram we sent.
I would have gone with Billy's Big Mouth Bass.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, what do you... What
the hands are gone, so they can't stop listening.
It's terrible.
All right. I don't know why I thought that was going to be the riff to dig me out of the hole.
Yeah, oof, okay. Moving on to something that can bring everyone in together. An alligator has climbed to the second story of a North Carolina woman's apartment, entered through the screen door, and refused to leave. Animal control was quickly dispatched to dispose of Keith Carey's mother.
Aww.
I don't know if you've ever seen Keith's mom. She's pretty crocodilian.
Yeah, that seems like some shit my mom would do. Just go in there looking for cigarette butts to eat.
For those of you that don't know, Keith's mom was raised by... Keith's mom wasn't raised by meth addicts. You were raised by meth addicts. Yeah. You didn't get grandfathered in.
Well, we're all learning stuff about each other, everybody.
Yeah, I have a scar on my tit, and there's a lot of drug abuse in Keith's family, all right?
I don't even quite know what you're applauding. Like, hooray, she was sick. All right.
Hooray, I went to 12 different schools.
That's not as many as it really was. All right.
You didn't show up most of the time.
Number four, here's a little bit of local pandering, because I'm from Long Beach and I fucking love this city. The legendary Queen Mary in Long Beach is in desperate need of repairs. Authorities say they haven't seen a queen in this bad a shape since last call at the mineshaft. Somebody in the back just outed themselves.
I like to think the lights are bright. I like to think he's with his girlfriend, though.
He's like, yeah, it's a popular local touchstone. I mean, everyone knows the mineshaft, right? Right?
True story, I once watched a man douche his butthole with a garden hose at the mineshaft.
What?
Yeah, no, I didn't choose to watch it. It wasn't like I showed up for that. That wasn't the entertainment night. It just happened.
It's like an odd combination of Home Improvement and gay shit. That's like Ed Vila's This Old Butt. Really, an Ed Vila reference. Okay.
You mean Bob Vila? Because Ed Vila's not a person.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Whatever. Ed Vila's. Well, Connor understands half of every reference because he's fucking 12, so.
Yeah. Yeah, some of us have, more than 4 years of life ahead of them, Keith.
That's unfortunate for everybody who lives in the shitty towns you perform in. All right, let's close it out strong.
All right. A man who lost his leg in Afghanistan completed the Boston Marathon carrying a United States flag on Sunday. He said, this wasn't a gesture of patriotism. He was just hoping he could get one of the legs found 2 years ago that no one was using anymore.
Oh, God.
Have you guys looked at the leg prices these days? It's astronomical.
They cost you an arm and another one. And finally, Norway has announced the formation of the world's first all-female special forces unit. Said Norwegian General Olaf Dice Clay, quote, it's like a regular SEAL Team 69 over here. Oh! Really wish that it hit harder. Oh!
Should have closed on the mine shift. Oh! Wishing I was at the bottom of a mine shift right now.
All right. Well, we are getting ready to get the show started. You guys ready for a fucking show?
Fuck yeah.
Your first comic coming to the stage. She's been on the podcast. You've also seen her on Comedy Central. She's one of our favorite people in the world. Give it up, everybody, for Kim Congdon!
Them. They look like the real life version of a soup and breadsticks.
One more time for Kim Congdon, everybody! Great set. I do love this outfit because it looks like that Missy Elliott inflatable suit, but like before they put the air in it. Very specific reference.
Is this on? There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to hang on to that one. You guys, we're going to play a game with Miss Kim Congdon right now, and you guys are welcome to play along as well. This is a game we play on the show sometimes. This is called Porn Comment or Yelp Review.
I read all the porn comments, sorry.
You read all the comments on every porn?
That's the only thing I do when I watch porn.
She's got to keep track of her own videos, I mean.
Oh, it's a good old-fashioned misogyny joke.
Yay. What is that video called, Vaguely Ethnic Girl Fucks Fine? Like...
Yeah, good night for Pocahontas, everybody.
Just out of curiosity, has anybody in this audience ever left a comment on a porno video? No, good, because you're not fucking monsters.
It takes a lot to log in and stuff.
It really does.
Who has an account on X videos?
No.
It's like, get in, get it the fuck done. I don't want a record of what I was doing on there.
Exactly. You don't need receipts for that.
But what about coming at the wrong part?
I'm bisexual. There's no wrong part.
Well, when it points to like a dresser or something, and you accidentally...
I also fuck furniture. I get weird, dude.
Yeah, he's pansexual. Yeah. Personal pansexual.
I fuck pizzas. God damn it. That joke will never die, will it?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
You will.
I don't like that that's the running bit for the night. Alright, anyway, fuck the both of you.
I feel like it's actually shit where you're like, he will, and you sip your fucking cocktail.
Alright, you prematurely 50-year-old woman. Well, at any rate, the only people worse than people who write comments on porn are people who write Yelp reviews. And sometimes it's real hard to tell them apart. So we're going to be playing a game. I'm going to read some comments. You're going to tell me if these were Yelp or porn. You guys are welcome. Price is Right style to shout out what you think the answer is. You will be surprised and horrified on some of these. First one, quote, who died and made you the queen of the amputees?
Oh, shit.
We got a free help over here. It seems presented important. We got one staunch yelper over here.
Am I still allowed to play if I left the comment?
All right, do we have any guesses from the peanut gallery?
All right, this is maybe a review of the StubHub Center. I got who died and made you queen of the amputee. This is maybe someone who had like a bad experience at a physical therapy thing, you know, or maybe one of those Boston Marathon people from early in the show.
Way to double down.
Yeah, I had to. All right, so what are your thoughts?
Oh, I think it's for sure. I have no fucking clue. I would guess. Like,
you said
that
with so much confidence.
I would guess that it would be a porn.
Real quick, Cam, what the fuck are you wearing? I just you look like a some kind of just shitty hip hop genie.
I look like I fixed the car you're not old enough to drive.
I feel like I could pass the learner's permit. Okay.
Mom and Dad, stop fighting.
Yeah, just some kind of
let's make guesses. Sorry. We got more.
I'm gonna say that is a Yelp review.
Alright, and Kim?
I say it's a porn comment.
The correct answer is porn comment! That is from a video entitled, not surprisingly, Quadruple Amputee Beauty.
That is a fucking queen.
Right. Here's a better name for that video. Hot Pockets.
Oh, no!
That's just a fleshlight with hair. I mean,
it's literally just a chicken nugget.
Quadruple amputee.
Yeah, they call her Shishka Barbara. Oh, shit.
She looks like the pig in a blanket you serve at a party.
No, that's me. I feel like she booked a lot of porn because you can just fly to Miami as a carry-on.
Number two, quote, this old lady needs some attention.
Oh, fuck. This is maybe a really overbearing, like, small business owner, you know? Like, I just want to come in and get some gas.
We're hearing a lot of Yelp from the audience.
Yeah, because that's a fucking...
A lot of Yelps of fear because they realize they've spent $15 and two drinks to hear a bunch of dudes talk about people get their arms cut off.
Alright, what do we think?
This sounds like a scorn, like, 50-year-old Denny's waitress that had a bad attitude.
Okay, so we got Yelp from Kim.
You know what? I gotta jump in. I gotta try to make a move, you know, get out of the pit. I'm gonna say that's a porn comment.
The correct answer is Yelp review! That is a Yelp review of the Queen Mary right here at Scenic Long Beach.
What's the context? Do you remember?
The old lady is the boat.
Oh!
Number three, quote...
It sounds like someone's explaining a movie I didn't get to be like, the old lady's the boat, and I was like, oh, okay, that's all right.
Here's a fun one. Number three, quote, please do not shoot my dog.
Oh.
Like, either way, it's a grim situation.
Oh, man. That's a porn comment.
I mean...
Oh, no.
Anything with the word shoot.
I don't think the dog ones have comment sections.
I've never come on a cat, but a cat has definitely walked in and stepped on some cum that was just lying around.
I thought you were going to say, I've never come on a cat, but a cat's come on me. That would have been so much better.
Dog's never made a pussy cum.
Hey, guys. Whatever. You're all so funny.
What do we think? Please do not shoot my dog. Yelp or porn?
Oh, jeez. I'm going to say that's a Yelp.
All right, we're hearing a porn from the audience. We got a Yelp from Connor.
Yep.
You're saying porn? The correct answer is Yelp. Yeah. That is a Yelp review of the Long Beach Police Department.
True.
You can Yelp the police?
How many stars is the Long Beach Police Department?
Not a lot. Next one, speaking of the police, quote, this is a much better way to support Black Lives Matter. Not that Pepsi bullshit everybody's mad about.
Oh, this is porn.
There's no context this that is, makes this okay.
This is some white chick sucking a black dude's dick porn.
This isn't porn comment in an ACLU article.
They're like, this is way better than Black Lives Matter. Look how much that
Wait, what are you saying? He's saying Yelp. This man has been very vocal about Yelp.
Wow. All right, the guy that owns the entire Fugees discography on vinyl. He's a strong statement.
What do we think?
Oh, fuck. You know what? This is a porn con. This is a dude chicken gangbang. Or my name ain't Connor McSpadden.
And you're saying porn as well? The correct answer is porn. That is a comment from a video entitled, I Shit You Not, White Girls Say the N-Word, Volume 2.
That could do a lot for Black Lives Matter.
All right. And the last one, quote, everyone seems like they're on heroin, and the music is fucking terrible. Wow, divisive. All right. Hang on, I'm curious if there's a lot of... Make some noise if you think it's porn. Make some noise if you think it's Yelp.
Okay.
It's the bad mariachi night.
Why would that be mariachi night?
Because mariachi music sucks.
When I think mariachi music, I do not. That's like Lou Reed was not in a mariachi band.
He would have been. All right, let's make some calls. Yelp or porn?
All right, this is a porn video of a lady getting fucked by a bunch of mariachis.
Okay. All right.
I go for Yelp.
The correct answer is that is a Yelp review of Hot Girls in Long Beach. Shit! One more number, Tom Johnson, everybody. Hold on. All right. Man, if you thought you didn't understand Tom before, strap in for what's about to happen.
Mike? Yeah. Tom has a very special way of explaining very common concepts. Some examples are when we asked Tom to explain the concept of love, he said, horny fear.
And we once asked him to describe swans, and his response was, sexy geese. So,
what would you call them?
Geese! And now, Tom, you look like a cartoon character that just exploded.
I'm exploding. It's fucking hot up here, man. So I'm going to smoke, and I'll make it better.
Yeah, this is a lightning round where we just throw ideas and concepts at Tom, and he has to explain them. Yeah, he's exploding. There you go, everybody.
So we are going to just say, and again, what we're about to do, Tom has no idea what we're... All right, cool. Good job.
Do you have a cross on your face?
I'm very religious.
Oh, which one? Like the Satan one?
Yes.
Tight.
Okay, I was about to say, this is the wrong show for you. I was like, this is the exact right show for you.
Did I also lose you in my comedy?
Tom, this is not what we're doing.
I'm fucking around.
We're going to throw some words at Tom. He has not seen this list beforehand, and he is going to give us his best attempt at describing these concepts. You guys ready for the Tom Lightning Round?
Sound good?
Alright, you want to just go back and forth?
Yeah. Alright, I'll start us off. Death metal.
Death metal. Kill you music.
Sandwiches.
Shitty burrito.
Alright, Tom. Black people.
Historically white. I don't know. Don't make me the bad guy.
Global warming.
Earth, sweaty earth.
Okay, Tom. Grapes.
Grapes?
Yeah.
Picky fruit.
The musical Hamilton.
I don't know what that is.
Circumcision.
Dick haircut.
Reggae.
Bongo blast.
All right, in honor of the venue, burlesque.
Clothing stripping.
I mean, technically, karate.
I
had karate eliminated too.
Choppy fighting.
The color blue.
Down yellow.
All right, Tom. Farts.
Butt burps.
Tennis.
Bat lacrosse.
Martin Luther King Jr.
We the people of black people.
All right. Hey, the guy that said that was Thomas Jefferson, who owned a lot of slaves. So you are very wrong.
Does anybody in the crowd have a suggestion for Tom?
Candles.
What? Sam?
Candles.
Candles.
I'm going to go into the crowd.
Sad torches.
Yes. Spaghetti.
Our roommate's anthem. So inside baseball. Food hair.
All right, we got one over here. Horseshoe.
Shitty bowling.
Comedy.
This is so esoteric.
This is esoteric. This is the
one?
Glass.
What?
Glass.
Glass. Oh, happy plastic.
Yes. Noodle dick.
Noodle dick.
Noodle dick. Oh.
That sounds like one of the ones he said.
don't eat that spaghetti.
Yes.
Trump.
Trump.
Oh, America the Orange.
Okay. Guys, wait. Yeah.
One more quick variation on the Tom Lightning round.
I hate this.
We're going to give him 30 seconds. He has a category he has to fulfill.
You have to name 7 things within this category.
Okay.
Tom, 30 seconds. We're going to start you off. Name 7 condiments.
Okay. Ketchup, ice cream toppings, maraschino cherries, hot fudge, cold fudge, salad, and dressing.
I have the next one.
No.
Tom, 30 seconds on the clock. Name 7 emotions.
Oh, sad, happy, fear, angry, rage, fury, and wrath. I'm a very happy man.
All right, Tom. Let's do 2 more. Right. I got one here. Tom, give us 7 weapons.
Oh, sledgehammer, broadsword, samurai sword, Perrier, or Perrier, crossbow, longbow, and machine gun.
By the way, you were looking for right here, Perrier, because it's water.
You can kill someone with a bottle of Perrier, all right?
Yeah,
you ever make fun of a barista's haircut? It happens.
If I had a broken bottle of Pellegrino, people would be freaking the fuck out, right?
That's fair. All right,
I'm pretty sure you think Pellegrino is those birds that steal your chips at the beach.
I have a good relationship with birds. I don't understand.
Last one, Tom. 30 seconds on the clock. Name 7 kinds of animal.
Okay, birds, cockatoo, cocker spaniel, house cat, lion, dragon, and ferret.
Okay. We have one bigger. I meant animals like flying mammal, reptile.
Wait, yeah.
Tom, take it easy. Pass that cigarette.
You're not a bullshit artist. You don't get to smoke inside. Go back to the Hollister you work at. All right. Give me that. You guys, one more time for Tom Gosselin.
Quang.
For this last game, we need a volunteer from the audience to come up here.
Woo!
Who wants to come up?
Here.
I see some pointing.
Here.
I feel like we should throw the Satanist under the bus. Who are we kidding? It's going to be this guy. Come on up, buddy. I love that nobody was happy for him. Come on up, buddy.
Hang on, buddy.
Yeah, we're going to get you set up right over here.
Oh, Tom, grab those mics over there, would you?
All right, what is your name, sir?
Bass.
Get the fuck out of here. I trusted you, man.
Your name is that a nickname for Blaine Spence?
No, Bass, but people don't remember the name Bass.
Okay, cool. How is it playing bass in Sublime with Rum? Like on a scale of 1 to you're a dork. All right, well, thank you for coming up and playing this game with us. There are drink tickets on the line for you right here. This is the game we play at the end of every episode. This is called Which of the Following... hold for applause, it is not coming.
But before we kick, Tom, is that mic working?
What?
Is that working?
It doesn't matter, I'm pretty loud.
Okay, can you just name 7 Muppets for us real quick?
Fuck, green, blue, orange, yellow, Grover, the frog and his pig.
Right. The frog and his pig is what our podcast should be called.
Alright, this one's the following. It's a subject, and there's 3 real things and 1 that I made up. You guys have to try to guess the one that I made up. The round we're playing this week is with Harlem Globetrotters, everybody. So let's get this started. Which of the following is not a real Harlem Globetrotter? A. Dwayne Swoop Simpson.
B. Kirk Zeus Stewart.
C. Kyrie Washing Machine Washington.
Or D. Courtney the Iceman Brown.
They all sound like names of guys I dated on Facebook.
That's MySpace level dick tops.
Yeah. You can do the dumb name on MySpace, but if you're doing it on Facebook, you're really committing to working at the mall for the rest of your life.
If you have a weird middle name on Facebook, you 100% have HPV.
But you don't have a middle name on Facebook.
What does dating on Facebook mean?
It's like regular dating.
Are you met on Facebook or you're dating on Facebook?
I'm going to say...
Answer me!
Dating on Facebook is a fake Carl and Gretta.
All right, do we have guesses?
All right, guesses, gentlemen, and Kim, whatever Kim is.
Well, can we hear him one more time?
Dwayne Swoop Simpson, Kurt Zeus Stewart, Kyrie Washing Machine Washington, or Courtney the Iceman Brown? There's a group of hot girls over there that have looked less interested in anything.
We have a beam from the audience. Somebody said Kirk Zeus Stewart.
I'm going to go Iceman because there's already an NBA player called the Iceman. So
okay.
I'm smart.
Interesting. Okay. Mass, what do you think?
The Iceman Brown.
Okay. Two for Iceman.
Two for Iceman Brown.
Now, did you write this? You wrote this, not Keith, right?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so you know more about washing machines, so that sounds...
Tom has never interacted with a washing machine in any capacity.
Also Iceman, like you're an assassin, and Zeus, you know, threw shit. I would say washing machine. That's not tough.
Okay, and Kim Kardashian.
I'm going to go with Zeus.
All right, the fake one is... Kyrie, the washing machine, Washington.
Infuriating about Tom. His brain doesn't work, and yet he's right about everything.
Yeah. Indeed, yeah. Alright, moving on. Question number two, which is the following is not real? Harlem Globetrotter. A. Slinky Jack Malinsky.
B. Dumb? They're all dumb. B. Ron Copner Christie.
C. Robin Captain Kirk Kirksey.
Or D. Reggie Regulator Phillips.
Captain Kirk.
Audience 6 Captain Kirk.
If you're going to name a Globetrotter after someone from Star Trek, I would have thought it would have been Uhura. So I mean,
I feel like if you play Star Trek and you walk into a basketball game, you just fucking explode into dust like a vampire in a church.
Not true, because I've seen the Harlem Globetrotters and had a great time.
I feel like the Harlem Globetrotters are the only kind of basketball someone who likes Star Trek could get into, so I think...
It's a lot of tricks.
Hurtful and true.
There was a Courtney one?
Yeah, that was last round.
Oh. Ah, fuck. I have no memory. Someone else gives... I need to hear him again.
I don't... Tom, name 7 vegetables.
Broccoli, salad, zucchini, tomato,
condiments.
Croutons. Asparagus.
Hey, wait, you said croutons. You said hedge clippers?
What?
How are you dumber than him?
Hey, he's wearing flip-flops and a beanie. How is he not dumber than him?
I mean, that's why I'm sitting back to him.
Yeah, I feel like your parents definitely paid for some kind of ill-advised liberal arts degree.
All right, what do you think, Bass?
I'm going to say the Ron.
Okay. The Ron. Ron Copter Christie. Christie.
Oh, regulator. That was the one. No one regulates and is like, oh, yeah, that's a ref.
All right. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say Ron Copter Christie is the fake one because that sounds too police-like.
Trying
to embrace us.
There is no white or black person in the Harlem Globetrotters. Let me say that right now.
But they're mostly black.
All right. What's the answer?
The answer is A. Slinky Jack Malinsky.
I still think I'm right.
Oh, you probably would have lost anyway.
That's true. I would have lost.
All right. Last round.
I'm going to pretty true.
What's your role? What's his role?
He was just sitting here.
All right, let's do this.
He just gets to be here. All
right. Which of the following is not a real Harlem Globetrotter? A. Brian Slingshot Addison.
B. Tyrone Dynamite Dolovan.
C. Ready to roll, Clyde Rollins.
Or D. Nate Big Easy Lofton.
It's definitely Tyrone because that's something that white people would make up a black name for.
Yeah.
They're not all like that? I don't know.
Tyrone.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
All right, Tyrone, what do you think?
Third.
Hey, did you say one was Big Easy?
Yeah, Nate Big Easy Lofton.
Yeah, I don't see a Nate playing basketball.
I love that this has just turned into the thinly veiled racism game.
Yeah.
Tom, name 7 races.
Tom, name 7 racists. 7 racist people. Kim, give them the mic. You're not getting out of this.
7 racists?
Trump, Hillary, the guy who owns the basketball team from L.A., and then half the people on this stage.
No way.
Correct.
Sorry, buddy. At least you got some titties on your face earlier. What's up?
Tara's like, what shape will play a prank on her parents?
What is that? A lot of vowels.
Oh, he's got you, bitch!
Are you speaking Portuguese?
Yeah, are those words?
Alright, final guesses, gentlemen, and Kim.
Alright, the answer is ready to roll Clyde Rollins.
Oh, you didn't let them guess.
Oh, well, we got one more round.
Oh, no, another round?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Ready
right.
to roll Clyde Rollins?
Yeah.
Dude, that did sound like a loser.
I don't know. Yeah, well, you've never shot a basketball that turned out to be full of helium and then won the adoration of a bunch of children at the Citizens Business Bank Arena in 2011? Anyway.
It's a very specific memory.
Wow, how did you know?
I actually saw Nate Big Easy locked in live, so. Who's
laughing
all right. now?
I don't think that's unlosing the audience.
We can see where this portion of the show came from.
Yeah. All right. Last round. Real
last
quick.
Round for real.
Lightning round. Are these all real or all fake? A. Devin Mr. Biz Thompson.
B. Fabulous Leon Smith.
C. Kelvin Special K Hildreth.
Or D. Kareem Best Kept Secret Reed.
All real.
Wait, what was the second one?
The second one was Fabulous Leon Smith.
See, I don't think a black dude would call himself Fabulous. Andre
Gomez.
They're so homophobic.
Benjamin. There's a rapper named Fabulous.
Okay, this is just turned into like an absent fueled town hall.
Yeah.
Hang
all
on, there's more titties coming up. All right, is everyone guessed?
Fuck, I don't care.
those are all real.
Okay.
Every single goddamn one of them.
I'm saying all real because one of them's called Special K, and that sounds like something that people would be upset about, but it's because it's a kid saying like no one would actually like say anything because they don't want their kids to know about crack.
Do you think the Harlem Globetrotters are children?
Tom has had a fucked up life. He doesn't know that Special K is a cereal. He just thinks it's ketamine.
Oh.
You understand the level of debauchery? This man lives in a basement full of black mold.
Thank you, everybody. I'll be somewhere else till tomorrow. Yeah, okay.
All right, Kim, your guess?
C.
Yeah.
They're all real or all fake, so. You lose. You're disqualified.
The answer is
they're all real.
Hey. All real. Woo! All right.
And the winner is, after I've tabulated the scores I wasn't keeping track of, not you guys.
Bass, thank you for playing. These are for you. Those are free drinks. Because you need more booze.
Because I want you to crash your car when you drive home later because you've been incredibly annoying.
Up until this point, I think we can all agree this show was pretty great, right?
Nice.
We really ran an epic marathon and then kind of tricked about 5 feet before the finish line. You guys, thank you so much for coming out with the New World Live Podcast.
Tom Goss has to name seven. What do you want him to name seven of?
Beers. Seven beers, go.
Heineken, Coors, Budweiser, Bud Light. Fuck. IPA, Captain Morgan, and Jack Daniels. Whiskey, fuck beer.
That's the B-Boys Podcast!
Thank you.
We close the show the same way every time. We need everybody's help. We're going to count to three. And when we do that, I need everybody in this room to yell, fuck everything, God is dead. Can you guys do that with us?
Yeah.
All right.
One, two, three. Fuck everything, God is dead.